Burn Jones, now Pau Pepper, over to Dixon, left foot snap, right on target right away.
Lob with the natural hair colour, gets the handball to Waitman, and Waitman kicks the goal.
Jones saw it first, but he fumbled. Dixon all over him, holding the ball. What a start this would be for the big Port Giant, and he guides it, it just sneaks in. By a whisker. Waitman doubles back to the goal square. That's where it's headed. Got to get over Allaire. He went to ground, Waitman. He's got a free. Waitman, he puts it through as a result. And he's got two goals. Dixon's hunting a third goal. He leaps. He marks. Should be able to guide it through, which is exactly what he does. Left foot kick from Caleb into the pocket. Bergman didn't mark. Waitman's kicked the third.
Oh, Butters. Sold a dummy. Left foot snap. Was superb.
The Bont guides it for Jugelhagen. Sharp lead. So here he comes. Standard drop punt from a metre inside the line. Left foot kick looks magnificent off the boot.
Allaire's a bit cumbersome. Going to ground. It's trapped underneath him. He's a sitting. That is inconsistent.
Williams, frantic stuff. Port defend. It comes out, a handball. Treloar shot at goal. Sliced it up well. Snapped it through. Dixon came. He overplayed his hand. It somehow got through to Marshall. Dumped it to Rosie. And the rest is on the scoreboard. Another goal to Port Adelaide. The game has basically hung between a goal or two with Port in front since the start.
The Brownlow medalist kicks the centre half forward. And Marshall, with strong hands, as marked, and he'll pop one over the top because both Dogs defenders went to ground, and Finlayson, who's had a dirty night, can go back and line up for his first goal. His left foot snap is right through the middle.
It's a high ball towards full forward. Finlayson kept his feet. Handball, Dixon scrambled it through for a fourth goal, Charlie Dixon.
Todd Marshall kicking for his second goal. Drop punt on the way. The goal umpire doesn't twitch a muscle. And the power have made the break.
Bontempelli in front of it, rattled out of his hands. And the umpire's paid a free kick. He goes around. He kicked the goal. Still hope. He turns to the Bulldogs faithful and say, do you believe? Because I do.
McEntee has made the most of his opportunities this year. And that continues. And McEntee with a big goal in the shadows of three-quarter time. Bontempelli by hand. Oh, Vandermeer is run down by Butters. Brilliant tackle.
35 metres out from goal. Tim English converts. And still these Dogs are just hanging around.
To trim the deficit to single figures. It's 14 points before the McRae kick. The left foot drop punt is straight and long and through. Dogs with two in the space of 40 seconds of playing time.
Here comes Horn Francis.
Horn-dog.
What a pickup. Turned around. Cold bat. Just boomy all night. Waitman. No. Oh, it's coming back. Yes. No. Waitman. It never looked like it and might be touched.
Oh, what's paid a free kick for an illegal shepherd.
Yeah, illegal shepherd. You're the most unlucky person, Baker. You can do whatever you want on the goal line.
So true.
You can take a crowbar to someone on the goal line.
Where's the sense of theatre?
25 out for the Port Adelaide goal. A goal here will seal it for sure. And Pau Pepper does just that.
Oh, Pau Pepper beat him to it. Came charging through. We'll have to go upstairs to confirm.
Looking at this angle, we can see the ball comes off the Port Adelaide attacker's boot last before crossing the goal line.
And the easy mark taken by Dylan Williams, and with one of the last kicks of the night, he goes sideways to Bergman, who might have the siren beat him before. In fact, it does. And Port Adelaide have saluted again their 10th win in a row by 22 points, and they confirm their spot in the top two. Winning, the score's gone off the scoreboard, 22-point victory. We got the power to win.